3. From so simple a beginning. The emergence of life. Earth teems with life. We are surrounded by it. Every nook and cranny of the planet supports its own distinctive assemblage. Above us, around us, below us, within us, life pervades Earth's minutest niches in a dazzling variety of forms. From bacteria to corals, sharks, frogs, eagles, horses, humans and whales, not to mention roses and oak trees. And as we trace the origins and emergence of each of these various groups, we confront even more challenging and comprehensive questions. How did life emerge from non-life? How did the earliest living things develop? How did life itself evolve? One person who wrestled with just those questions was Charles Darwin. On February 1, 1871, Darwin wrote to his closest friend and confidant, Joseph Hooker. "It is often said that all the conditions for the first production of a living organism are now present, which could ever have been present. But if, and oh, what a big if, we could conceive of some warm little pond with all sorts of ammonia and phosphoric salts, light, heat, electricity, etc., were present, that a protein compound was chemically formed, ready to undergo still more complex changes, at the present day such matter would be instantly devoured or absorbed, which would not have been the case before living creatures were formed." Sir Joseph Hooker was well qualified to comment on Darwin's musings. Naval officer, ship's surgeon, Antarctic and Himalayan explorer, botanist, geologist, and scientific statesman, whose scientific writings on plants extended from the western United States, Britain, Palestine, India, and the Himalayas, to Australia, New Zealand, and the Antarctic. Hooker was curator of the Royal Botanical Garden at Kew, and one of Britain's most eminent and influential Victorian scientists. He was married to the daughter of Darwin's Cambridge tutor, mentor, and friend, the Reverend John Stevens Henslow. But back to Darwin and the warm little pond. If living things have evolved, as Darwin suggested, what evidence can we find of their earliest...